So this is the Sprint Showcase for Sprint 145. Let me share my screen. Is that coming through?
Yeah, we got your screen.
Great. So Sprint 145 was focused on improving the performance of the initialized requisition at submitting the stock event in the physical inventory entry screen. The parrot of the sprint, not the animal, but the parrot was the ultra-fast parrot, which, yes, that is quite a parrot. Okay, in this sprint, the team got through 20 story points across, looks like 7 issues. So well done, team, including a couple of onboarding ones. That's good. We're glad to see new people joining the team. And just take a look at Sonar. Okay, so does anybody know what's going on here with this failure on the stock management service?
I'm currently working on it. There is some issue that we can't figure out what is causing it, but I'll be working on it. I'll try to find a solution.
Okay, so this is something that you plan on having fixed before we start the testing then?
Yeah, that's right. It's related to the changes in the stock management service.
Okay. Does it have the details about what the failure actually is?
At first, it was related to the changes we've made in code that it was not, some tests were not passing, but after it was fixed, there is an issue with building the image that some classes are not found. I'm not sure yet.
All right.
Maybe
so
some.
It seems like most of it's focused here on this class. Okay. All right. So as long as you're going to get to this soon so that it doesn't hold up the testing, that would be good.
Yeah, I will try to fix it as soon as possible.
Okay. Okay. Everything else looks good for any of the recent stuff. All right. So who wants to start today?
So I think it's going to be me. Let me share my screen.
Can you see your screen?
Okay. So in this sprint, we were focused, just like you have mentioned, on improving the performance of some parts of our system, like initiating a requisition or submitting a stock event or entering a physical inventory screen. So the good news is that the sprint goals were completed. And apart from the sprint goals, we have also managed to fix a bug with filtering on adjustment screen, which was related to some issues with dates. There are still some tickets in progress, but I think it's a matter of 1 or 2 days to finish. So maybe I can start with the tickets that I have completed. And the first one would be improved performance of validate step in stock event submit. During the stock event submit, the system is using some of validators. And the whole validate step takes much time of the create stock event. So it was worth to investigate what could improve this performance. And we have found 2 validators that were taking most of the time, load validator and quantity validator. And there were pretty similar issues with these validators, because with load validator, we used to fetch all of the order labels that we have in a database in order to make some validations. And we replaced it to search only these order labels that are actually present on the stock event. In a situation when there is, for example, only one line item in a stock event, we are not fetching all of the order labels, which could be a few thousands of them. We are just searching one order label. So it improved the load validator's performance. And about quantity validator, we used to fetch all the stock cards for a given program and facility. And now we are only searching for these stock cards, which relate to order labels present in the stock event. After these improvements, the two type of measures actually were taken. One on the perf test and the second one on the rev distro with Malawi dataset. On the perf test, for such a situation of making a receipt for one line item for funding planning, the whole create stock event used to take over 6 seconds, and now it's 2.5 seconds faster. But I think that more interesting results are coming from the registry of Malawi dataset, which is more accurate. For example, we have to remember that it's run on registro with Malawi dataset, so with a lot of data, and it's only a registro, so it's much weaker than UAT or a production instance. So that's why the results may seem huge, but it's a good point to see the changes anyway, the improvement anyway. For example, a make receipt for one line item for essential med program with 287 stock cards used to take over 300 seconds before changes, and the validate step took about 90 seconds. After this improvement, you can see a much performance improvement of validate, which now takes about 10 seconds. So it's a big difference, and this is because we don't fetch all of the stock cards during validation, just the stock cards for one line item. I also made another receipt for one line item to compare it with a program with a less amount of stock cards. So we can see that the performance is similar as for the essential meds. This is because we are only fetching one stock card and not all of them. Generally, the improvements are visible for adjustments where we are submitting some less line items than we have in, for example, physical inventory than we have in our data set. Because when we are actually making a physical inventory for all of our 287 line items, the performance is the same as before changes, because we are still fetching all of these stock cards. I think that the more often case is when a user is making a small adjustment and they don't need to wait so much for the submission as they used to. So do you have any questions?
So in other words, this will make things quicker for small adjustments that we are making to the stock, right? So like issuing one or a few products, receiving one or a few products, and making adjustments for one or a few products.
Yes, exactly. And also when we are approving a requisition with a lower amount of line items, then. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. I mean, that's like, I think that's a really big win.
Yes, because we are not fetching so much redundant data as we used to. Okay, so now let me quickly describe the second ticket. That would be about initiating a requisition. The most time of requisition initiate was taken by a finding processing period, and the finding processing period took so much time because we were making additional call to reference data to fetch the processing schedules just to verify that the given processing period of a requisition belongs to the correct processing schedule. But it occurred that this kind of logic is made on the reference data side, so we don't have to call reference data anymore. So before this little improvement, fine processing period used to take about 1.5 seconds, and now it's only taking about 70 milliseconds, so it's about 1.5 seconds faster. For example, for family planning, and it was checked on the PERC test. So it made the whole requisition initiate about 1.5 seconds faster. And we also ensured that all the validations are made, and the system works as before. That would be everything about this ticket. So let me describe another one, the last one, about physical inventory screen. So before, when we entered the physical inventory screen, I mean the screen where we can start or edit the draft, we used to fetch all of the information like stock card summaries and all the labels for all of the programs that we had on this screen. Which was not necessary because we just wanted to enter one program. So I can show you this on our UAT. Okay, so when I enter physical inventory, the screen is immediately visible because we are not making so many calls. And the calls are only made if I enter a draft. Like for example, for family planning, there are the rest of the calls, stock card summaries or the labels. And we used to fetch that on the screen before. So overall, the action when the user wants to enter the physical inventory and create a draft, now it takes, it's quicker, it's faster. So that was such a small peaks. And do you have any questions for this? If not, then I think I can stop sharing and hand it over to someone else, Oscar maybe, because yeah, I can see a ticket.
Yeah, sure. Let me go next.
Okay.
Let me share the screen. All right. Can you see my board?
Yes, you can see.
So the one ticket I was working on was related to the filters in stock management screens. Example, this one, when we have receive right here. And this date was previously not filtered correctly because of the time zone changes. And in order to find this record that I just added, I had to put number 10, which was the day before this date. And right now, when it's fixed, I can put the proper value, which is 11, search, and this value will be found. I can also show it on different dates, for example, 14th of February, and as you can see, even using the day before, it won't work, but when I used the proper day, it's now working correctly. And it was in all views of the stock management, so in the adjustment screen as well, and in unpack, and it was one fix that fixed all of the pages. So that was the one thing I was working on. And besides onboarding, I've also started to work on the stock on hand values, but it's not completed yet. So I think I won't showcase this one yet. And from me, that's all. If you have any questions, let me know. Otherwise, that's all from me.
So I think that would be everything from CodeDevelop Tech.
Okay.
All right. So that was it for this sprint, right?
Yes, and I can just update that Joanna has started preparing the regression testing for 3.9. She notified Malawi, Angola, and Mozambique about the upcoming testing and release candidates, and she's looking for attendees for the book trash meetings. She has also prepared the test plan that has been posted on the QA Slack channel. And the plan is to start testing as soon as those issues that that we mentioned at the beginning of the call are moved to DOM, which hopefully will be either by the end of this week or early next week.
Okay. And it's at that time that the bug triage meetings will be scheduled?
Yes.
Great. Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thanks everyone.
All right, bye everyone, have a good day.
Thanks.
Thank you.